Mix episode 123 for Thursday, February 24th, 2011. This episode is brought to you by Nobody Cares About Jimmy at nobodycaresaboutjimmy.com and by No Pain Spandex Live. Get a chance to meet David Yost, the Blue Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in New York City. Get your tickets now at nopainspandexlive.com. Previously on Power Rangers Samurai, what happened? I'm trying to think.
That was when they had their weird date on a...
Oh, right. Mia was cooking the food and was burning the chicken. Kevin was talking about being in the Olympics, having that chance, being with his dad. All that stuff.
And he's like, oh, I'm gonna go make a dinner for a black guy. Better get chicken in there.
She got the orange soda.
The watermelon.
She burned the cornbread way too badly.
Wait. I thought it was grape soda.
Well, I was going to say Kool-Aid.
No, you know, that's the stereotype. Either grape soda, orange soda, or Kool-Aid.
Right.
Know. Yeah. Anything that's processed and...
doesn't taste like soda.
That doesn't actually taste like the fruit. We're fine.
Sugar, basically.
You know, so sugar water. That, and I remember that everybody gave it a 3, and I gave it a 2, because I know what the truth is, so.
I'm ready to join you. I'm ready to downgrade.
Oh, God.
Haters gonna hate.
So, now, we're up to Day Off.
Man, I can't believe I'm still taking notes on this stuff. Something's up.
I'm glad you are, because we need a format.
It's still amazing when you watch the two episodes side by side. It's shocking, really.
I didn't have time. I would have.
Because, you know, I'm almost slightly impressed that they can get it that close.
Oh, you mean they can copy it that, like, exact?
Yes. Yeah, it's
I mean,
wow.
Certain lines of dialogue exactly.
Are you exactly? Serious?
Well, we'll get to that, but...
All right.
And I knew there was one line of dialogue that I knew Spy would be a big fan of, so I... one certain word, actually.
There goes my
finally have it!
Actually, there's two lines of dialogue now that I think about it.
There's another line?
Well, one's just one word, which I know is your favorite, because it reminds me of Ninja Storm.
Oh, God.
The beginning. Let's start from the very beginning.
Yeah, so it's basically the four rangers are, well, three of them are training. And then Hector, the only one that is
Mike.
A good actor,
he comes basically. In.
He walks right by the battleizer. I saw that battleizer. The battleizer's right there. It's sitting there.
Does it look like the battleizer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I haven't compared.
It's black and gold and maroon. It looks all... Yes, that's
well, I mean, I've seen it, but
it's,
I always pictured
it
as...
armor.
Yeah, I thought it was like a replication of the thing that was in the Shinkenger Mansion.
I posted the pictures in the thread.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Well, you need to go look at the pictures.
I literally just got home like an hour ago.
Oh, really? Ooh, yeah. I had plans.
That's right. I went to the mountain. It was nice.
Oh.
Spending time with...
What a lady. Huh?
Yeah, right. Lady.
How was she related to you?
Yeah, I was saying, like, you could have said, oh, yeah.
Hey, oh,
hey mama.
What the? Anyway.
So, okay, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm having a real problem with Kevin.
Why?
Because he's doing, like, crazy breathy acting like the Dragonites.
Come on, I explained this already. ADR, what? Kevin?
But it's that's when he's so standing great. Right there.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Okay, this is what I'm saying.
The camera zoomed in on his face.
Yes, I know, but a lot of that scene, a lot of it was ADR. Like,
I don't know.
I can, yes, it
I don't know, man.
I am telling you to your, well, your face, but I am telling you.
To your ear.
To your ear. Because a lot of mentor G Grum whatever, his is ADR too, and you can tell it was like really everything's ADR. But yeah, that especially that scene ADR, so you can tell it's like when it's ADR, he's like, yeah, hi, what?
Yeah. And then when he's like regular.
We just started training.
But and then when he's regular, he's like, yo, what's up? All right.
I don't know. Cause I don't see regular very often.
No, but no, that's what I'm saying. It's like a lot of their lines are ADR'd. I was like, really?
I don't know, Holmes.
It is, Holmes.
I mean, this episode really exposed the sort of lack of
talent.
I mean, I don't know. Like, they're just really rusty. We'll say it like that.
Right.
I think Hector, I mean, still, honestly, is the best. In terms of, like, the Rangers.
Easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. But,
like, Jaden is, like, hit or miss.
Yeah.
Like, half the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got a good Ranger voice, you know, like, when they're all fighting and stuff. Even the girls sound okay when they're fighting.
I can't tell the girls apart.
No.
their voices are so cutesy.
Yeah.
The same robotic cutesy voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then, by the way, we were talking about last week about how the girls are doing a great job of acting like girls, you know, with their little tee-hee-hee. This week, Mia's like, I'm going to go shoe shopping.
I know. Like, what do I want to do? I want to shop for shoes? Or I'm like, really, really, really?
Wow. You're really helping women in general. Doing a bang-up job.
At least Emily is like, yeah, I've never been on a roller coaster where I come from. You know, it's like she got a little twang.
Excuse me. Like, no, hillbilly. There's no roller coaster? I have roller coasters in Michigan. Come on.
Okay, no, actually, I've known people who've never been on a roller coaster, for real.
Poor deprived people.
That's messed up.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, I've known people who've never been on roller coasters, but they're like SoCal people who don't, you know?
They've
like,
had the opportunities.
Right. It has nothing to do with where they live. It's just sort of. They just haven't done it yet.
No. I've known people who, like, you know, both. I've known both, you know? So I can understand. She's like, where I come from? I'm like, girl. Oh,
she does not have an accent like
where
that.
I come from.
It's not that. She does have a little bit.
She has a little twang. A little bit. A little teeny bit.
Not really.
When she wants to. When she wants to.
Exactly.
When she's acting.
I hear no twang.
Yeah, when she's really giving it her all.
I've been on a roller coaster.
She's not a Southern Belle. She's not twirling an umbrella talking about having the vapors.
Wow.
She's the girl next door, right? Isn't that the, I don't know.
The girl next, no, girl
she's
next
door. She's the girl out back. That's what it is.
Yeah, girl next door is code word for ugly girl.
What? What is an ugly girl? Girl next door.
She's not an ugly girl, so that's not the right terminology.
Not necessarily.
Girl next door does not mean ugly.
Right. It means wholesome.
No, yeah.
At least.
No, it means like it could be the girl next door. Like it could be anybody. It's not like some out of reach supermodel.
Right.
It doesn't mean ugly.
Exactly.
Manly features.
Oh my goodness. Anyway,
you would call the girl next door handsome.
What?
Anywho,
maybe your neighborhood has problems.
Yeah, your next door neighbor has mad problems. Anyway, but no, the girls are. I mean, okay, I'm gonna say Mia. I have a really, really big problem with Mia. Like
yeah,
out of
the
everyone,
worst. Easily.
Everyone, because it's like I don't know who she is. Like, okay, I do know who she is. She's likes to burn food and she likes to shop for shoes.
Yeah, like we said last week, the one thing they didn't copy from Shinkenger was that from that episode was her background. So she has no background at this point in time. The only one with zero background.
She just wants to rush to get back to her normal life.
Whatever that normal life may be.
Because that goes her normal day.
Because my normal day.
Yep.
Because see, I said back in the day that you need to hear the lines in context. In context, she still sucks. I will say that now.
I'm so glad that that's resolved.
Every line she says is said
in suspense.
In that tone.
That's the thing. And I will still say, like, a lot of their lines are dubbed in, and when they dubbed in, it's just a little extra that is just sounds extra fake, you know. Even I mean Mike too, like his is dubbed in as well, but is not as fake as the rest of them.
He's somehow able to continue acting, and you know.
I mean his character is enthusiastic. I'll put it that way. Enthusiastic,
but it's not over the top enthusiastic, right? You know, like,
well, I want to say that.
But for Power Rangers, yeah,
you know. So I mean, like, in fact, all of them are enthusiastic. It's just kind of scary a little bit.
Like, when he says, "Hey, let's go on the rides," it's enthusiastic, but it's not like crazy in your face, like unlike the girls, where everything they say, like. I think at the end, Emily almost had an orgasm talking about freaking cotton candy, so it's ridiculous.
It's a bit much.
Yeah.
Cotton candy!
Stars!
It's so, like, woe is me! Roller coasters! Cotton candy! All right. But yeah, so, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of this stuff is dubbed in, and so, like, they don't sound authentic, you know. So that's why I'm giving a little bit of leeway, because ADR is not easy, you know, especially when you have to match the what you're saying, you know. It's not easy to give a realistic, you know. It's a learned trait.
Skill. Kevin is horrible at ADR and the girls are horrible at both.
Yes. I mean, basically, at this point in time, they're just not very good. So.
And Jaden's one saving grace is ADR. That's the only time he seems to sound tolerable.
So basically, in the beginning, though, they
get a day off from training, and Jaden's all like, "No, I'm not going to go train. I have things to do, important business to take care of." And then he goes and...
But then Mia's like, "Wow, he's so mysterious."
Yes. Thank you, Mia.
Thanks.
Thank you for telling me exactly.
Yeah. She walks around every day. "Man, this rain is really wet."
Yeah.
"That grass is really green." Thank you, Mia. Thank you.
It's like, "Wow, Emily, you're really white."
Oh, I would love that. That would be like the best thing ever. "Wow, you're really white."
It's like, thanks, Captain Obvious. Oh my goodness. But I mean, yeah, he's going off doing his thing, and then the rest of them are like, "Day off, woohoo, Mentor G, yeah, awesome."
Mm-hmm. And apparently they went to an amusement park named after a gay club. Rainbow End.
What does it have to be?
Kristen, you ever I wasn't gonna
say nothing, but I was like, "Really? All right, Rainbow End."
Kristen's like, "I'm going to Rainbow End."
I don't know about that, but all right.
Doesn't it sound like a gay club? Come on.
I mean, okay. I did think of it when they said the name. It's like, I mean, wow, that's interesting.
They didn't call it the manhole, but come on.
Well, thank God for that.
This is Power Rangers.
They had to class it up a little bit. Come on.
Just slightly. Just enough.
But, yes. And then we get some Vulcan Spike action.
Cotton candy action. See, just like in the beginning.
Yes, I liked the callback in general, but the scene was kind of weird.
It was, I mean, okay, look. This is what's slowly disappointing me about Bulk. Slowly. Why do you have to be the one that has to buffoon it up? You know what I'm saying? Let the little kid buffoon it up. You're supposed to be like, "Hey, look, this is how it's done." You know, and be funny in a different way. Not funny in the same way like you did like 17 years ago. Really? With the cotton candy.
It's the way he's buffooning it up. Because I have no problem like in the past where he would always like eat a lot of food. But it would be like the backdrop for something else for his actual interaction with Skull. This was just the camera on him for 15 seconds eating cotton candy like a crazy person. Like,
and
what
Skull
is...
laughing at him. Or no, Spike laughing at him. God.
What is that? Nobody does shove his food in your mouth like that unless you're five. Even Bulk is never did something like that. It just looks unbelievably ridiculous and random. Even for them.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable. Like, I've never been uncomfortable. You know, like, there's certain things you're like, all right, I can understand. All right, kids were like, oh, okay, kids are, oh, what? This is just,
funny fat guy's funny because he's fat.
It's so weird. Like, I didn't get it at all. I was like, all right, really?
And I think Spike is laughing way too much. Like, it's just every reaction to anything.
I think he does the laugh pretty well. I think he embodies the character for it fairly well, but he laughs way too much. Like, that's all he does is rely on the laugh.
That's all he does.
Well, the thing is, I'm pretty sure they specifically put in the script, like, and then he does the skull laugh or something, because it seems so specifically put there. I really don't think, like, he as an actor decided, like, he made the choice to do it. It was like, okay, you're going to do this now. Because this is what we remember, and this is what fans want, quote unquote, you know. And of course, I don't. I mean, I'm a fan. I don't want that really much at all.
But laugh is something funny.
Yeah, and Skull could go entire episodes without doing the laugh, and this guy, all he does is the laugh. It's good, but again, small doses.
Like, and you and have like a different joke. You know, like. Do something different that's not like, oh, Bulk has something shoved in his face, laugh.
It's in a really strange, bizarro way, it actually reminds me of like towards the end of SPD, where suddenly Bridge was doing It's Buttery, you know?
Oh, just like concept. Yeah,
just because they knew it worked before, so why not drive it into the ground, you know? And it's just like they get that there was something there the first time and that people liked it, but they don't get that they don't necessarily want to see it every single, like every 5 minutes, you know? Because then it just ruins what was good about it in the first place. We don't want that.
What I love.
Memory of it tarnished.
Right. Like what I loved, I mean, MMPR, okay, I mean, Jared was saying MMPR, but like in Zio, right? What I loved about Bulk and Skull is that like every week they would have something different that was uniquely, and I use uniquely loosely, but like each moment, like, yeah, you might have like a skit that, oh, well, they get into a situation, they have to get out of it and do something funny. But like each one was a little bit different, a little bit special though, so that you're not expecting, yes, you are at some point, maybe Bulk will get hurt or Skull, you know, would mess up something, but it wasn't like the same exact joke. That like the exact same joke,
Zio and season 2, I think, both did a good job of that, where they had a very specific thing to do, and they started the episode by doing the thing, they finished the episode by doing the thing, and maybe we saw them in the middle as well. This is literally just cutting to them for one joke, and that's it. It's just like, it feels like Family Guy, where they just cut to a joke, and then that's it. Like, what? What the hell happened?
That's actually a good comparison. You just cut to the joke and then get back to the story.
I mean, good God, it was a minor miracle that at least they were standing there when the Rangers walked by. It's the closest they've been to the actual plot.
And I'm also kind of getting sick of the tease of it. Of like, okay, here's Vulcan Spike, right? Okay, and here's the Rangers, and they're right there, right next to each other, but they're not gonna interact at all. Nothing is gonna come of this. Nothing. Like, they're just there.
They're just warming up. Ease us into it. Ease us in.
They're ramping up.
I swear, when we get to the actual premiere, it's gonna feature like 20 minutes of them sitting down and having dinner with the Rangers.
I hope so. Then it was just a big eye contact by episode 5.
After all, Spike is supposed to be obsessed with the Pink Ranger, so how about he at least mention her?
They're ramping up.
Right. Okay.
Sounds familiar?
No.
Jer?
You know what? I do not appreciate you jabbing me. There is ramping up and there is dragging out.
Oh, we immediately. So for the past 2 months, when they were giving us crappy promos, that was ramping up. But yes, this is dragging. Oh. All right. I see how it is.
Because of expectations. Because with episodes, you expect things to happen. With promos, you're just happy if you even get them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, that's right. Okay. That's how you're going to justify it, right? That's how you're going to live with yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes perfect sense to me.
So, yeah, I mean, granted, the scene, callback, kudos, but do something else. Do something with it, you know? Like, at least with the original scene, they talked, like, had a conversation.
Yeah, they did something. I mean, dang. Like, I wasn't even a fan, like, of Vulcan Skull too often, but at least, I don't know, they were vaguely connected sometimes. I mean, so far, it's just nothing at all.
They had a purpose. There is no purpose.
And they had actual stories.
I know. Yeah. I mean, they talked to people besides each other. It was amazing.
Yes. Oh.
That's unfortunate. Oof.
Yeah, poor Pauly. Come on.
I really want to know what he thinks of his role. Maybe it's changed.
He thinks it's a paycheck.
Well,
it's more than lots of former cast members have. So.
Oh well.
But yeah. So then, what happened next after?
We had training montage, yes. See, okay, and this is the thing.
Wait a minute, was the monster, we didn't see the monsters yet, or no?
Not yet.
No, oh, okay.
No. The interlude, you know, intercut, inner whatever. Yes, but see, this is where, like, Shinkenger is better in the respect that Shinkenger always tends to give some backstory. Like, in Samurai, all it was just the mentor, G-Grum, master, whatever, just talking to him. You know, it was just them going back and forth. But, you know, in Shinkenger, they actually gave a little history. They talked about the fact how the Red Ranger, when he was a little kid, he always liked amusement parks. He wanted to go to one. And when he finally did and he got on a ride, he ended up pissing himself.
Yes, that's what I mentioned like a couple weeks ago.
Yes, and they like laugh, you know, it seems like there's actually a real relationship between him. Like, he was raised by this guy, this mentor, and they tend to have a bit of a father-son relationship. You feel a bond there between them. Here, it's just, it's stoic love is what it is.
It is stoic love. Definitely. You took the words right out of my mouth, yo. For real. I mean, look, mentor, what up, G? Is... He's very, I don't know what to make of him yet. Like on one point, like, there are moments where I'm thinking, oh snap, he's gonna, like, you know, smack the crap out of him, yo. You know, he's gonna be like, yo, this is what we're gonna do, and blah blah blah, this is what you need to do. But then sometimes he's just like waiting for something
for him to do anything
to happen. And I'm just like, no, this is the part where you smack him around. Hello.
Yeah, it's just, Jaden, I have faith in you. I believe you. You will do amazing.
But you need to balance yourself. You need to have balance. And he's like, yeah, sure. No problem. G-Grum,
I will do so. G-Grum, you are my best friend.
I am the Red Ranger. I must not fail. I am the Red Ranger. I need to train. I need to defeat the people. People being Nylock. I need to defeat them.
I'm melting. Oh, yes. What a world.
We understand. But you must have balance in your life. I know, but I must defeat the Nylock.
Okay. Okay.
It was a stilt fest. Stilt fest 2011.
It's just, the thing about it is, like, there's substance that they're trying to put forth, and I appreciate the thought, I guess, of putting forth substance. It's just, it's again, it's a case of telling and not showing.
Showing, yep.
Whereas, and again, like, I was actually kind of struck by, there was a moment where he says something like, oh, I've known you since you were a kid, or something like that. And I realized, like, that's actually the first time that they've even indicated that, I believe, that he's actually been there since he was a kid. It's the first time that we've, mm-hmm. that we've heard that aloud on the show, you know, and it's sort of like, God, like, I feel like I would be watching this episode in a totally different way if I had seen, you know, the real premiere again. I feel like I'm just going to keep doing this until they show the premiere. Just complaining about how I don't have all the pieces of the puzzle when I feel like I'm supposed to, and I don't.
See, this is how you show the real piece of the puzzle right here. Like, this is how you do it. In the beginning, like, if they started out the beginning, like a little flashback of training and, you know, doing whatever, just a little bit, just a little taste, you know, like the cold open, just a little taste. And then after you come back from the cold open and they're like, hey, we got a day off, amazings, you know, you know, that would kind of help. But it was just telling us everything, like, oh, we've been training you since you were a kid. Oh, you used to do this. Oh, you used to do that. I'm like, really? Really? Really?
Show us a little of that. Something. Give us a flashback. I don't know.
We lost Jeremy.
What?
I noticed that.
This episode is brought to you by Nobody Cares About Jimmy. This fun and thoughtful story is a children's book for all ages. You can also read the book online for free. Purchase a copy today at www.nobodycaresaboutjimmy.com.
All right, so the last thing I was talking about was, I forgot.
The fakeness of G and Jaden's relationship.
The stoic love. Oh, yeah, because, yeah. This is what happened when you got caught off, right? I was saying that if they, like, because they keep showing, they keep telling us stuff that happened in the past, right? They don't show us. Like, if the cold open was like, all right, let me, like, do a little flashback of G and Jaden, you know, as a little kid, you know, whatever. A little flashback as the cold open, and then you have the opening theme, and then you cut to, like, hey, day off, woo! How, you know, I'm like, all right, you know, there's a little history over here. But it's like they keep telling, which is fine because it's a little bit more substance, like Tristan said. But it's like, oh, when you were a little kid, you used to do blah 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 and blah 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 blah. I'm like, couldn't show us? Like, you don't have to tell us that happened.
I know. I've seen all those flashbacks of Takaru as a little kid because it was nice to, you know, put something to the words to see something happen. And this is just. Jaden is mysterious because we say so. Jaden and G have a good relationship because we say so.
Yeah, I mean, it made him more likable and more, I don't know, interesting as a character. And whereas Jaden
just seemed cold.
He's so surface right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like him. Like, I mean, overall, I think blue and red are kind of my favorites, I guess. And then yellow.
Blue and red?
Yeah. Are not blue and red, green and red.
Okay.
Okay. Mike and Jaden.
Whatever.
Hector and Najibujudu Shibujde.
What the heck?
That's the blue guy's name, right?
That's racist.
Like, really?
I don't know his name. It's Naji Tujibuj.
It's not Naji Tujibuj.
That's. No.
It sounds right.
Episode title. No, it's Naji the no, Ditej. Yeah.
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 You seem confident when you say that.
Yeah.
It's not pronounced the way it's spelled.
Yeah, because I thought it was like Ditej, but it's Ditej. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like his name. It's like, all right. I give you 2 points.
It's not as good as Thigh Trang.
Wow.
So that was my main, like, I see the effort, but it was just like C minus because you told us everything.
Yeah.
And then the training, I mean, was his training supposed to be like scream really loud and fall down?
Like, oh, he's controlling the power.
He trained with the Dragon Ball Z crew. He learned that if you scream, you get more powerful. That's how it works.
Yep.
I did not have a problem with the training. I thought it was great.
Thought they did. They busted out some pretty nice special effects for the training.
Special effects.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
They looked better in Samurai than they did in Shinkenger.
I'll give you that. Special effects with the fireballs and all the whatevers and the flaming sword and. You know, good times. Snazzy. It's just I just don't know. The training was like, it's like riding on a bull kind of thing. It was like, but yeah, like less entertaining.
They definitely needed the Rocky music, I think.
I know that music makes everything epic, right?
Yes. I want to see Jaden go punch some meat.
What?
And that's the thing. Somebody mentioned in a thread, which I don't totally agree with, but I'll mention it. They were like, you know, mentor G was telling him you have to have balance, all this stuff, and then he's like, no, I must train harder, blah blah blah, and let me train to harness this power and all this crap or whatever, and then so technically he didn't do the balance thing. He just completely disregarded Mentor G, and saved the day. So while I can understand that stance, at the same time, sometimes you do, like, I know my parents, they tell you, you know, you need to slow down, you can't just do that. And I'm just like, look, I just need to finish this project, oh my gosh, and then after this, finish this project, I can rest. So I can see it from that point of view too, like, so I understand. Yeah. Where, like, yes, you know what the mentor, what your parent is saying is correct, at the same time you're like, I just need to finish this one thing and then I can rest, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So I'll get that. See?
Yes.
Yes.
And then we ruined Mia's normal day.
Yes.
Wait, there was another bike. Book and Spike scene where Spike does whack-a-mole and
gets
a panda for some reason. And then move on.
Panda, no, the same Sam.
Sam, yeah.
Sam, that's
which
right.
Is more compelling than the original Sam.
Well, let's specify, because I had no problem with the kid Sam. It's just the adult Omega Ranger Sam.
No, they were both pretty bad.
No, the kid was great, and it would have been great if they had kept him. No, if they had kept him around and like had scenes, this has nothing to do with Samurai.
So that's like a Ranger, is that cool or what?
Not really, but like I always thought like Omega Ranger should have met Sam, like little Sam, and they should have had a scene or something.
Should have
something.
Yo, ball of light meeting little kid.
Yeah, but that
what the heck happened?
That probably just depressed the small child. He might take his own life. In the future.
It's like, I'm gonna be you. Kill myself.
No way. Forget this. Teleport myself over a cliff or something.
Exactly.
So I mean, I thought that was cute. I thought that scene was cute because they actually talked. But
yeah, it was much better than the first scene.
Yeah, it was like, hey, look, I named him Sam, short for Samurai. They're like, oh yeah, da-da-da-da-da.
Except, again, every time you hit the whack-a-mole, you don't need to do the laugh. Not every time you hit it. Bit much.
Yeah, he was. That was a little much on spending time with that whack-a-mole. A little much. I don't know. I say that, but then I look back and I'm like, he was all proud of himself when he like won like 50 billion times. He was like, yeah.
Honestly,
he had his Jaden moment. It was amazing.
And I get to say, he's not a horrible character. Honestly, people are giving him so much crap. He's not a horrible, bad character at all. He's just a little over the top, even for Skull standards, you know? But I like the fact that he's there, honestly.
I don't know.
I think they just could utilize him a lot better than they have so far.
I wouldn't say I like, but I can tolerate.
Exactly.
He's on the same level as Mia. I'm sorry.
Oh. Ooh.
Well.
Bringing it strong.
Well, they are. I guess they are meant for each other.
Right. Exactly. They deserve each other.
Right. Hey, if his dad can bang a Pink Ranger, so can he.
Speculation. Okay. We don't know.
No, Kim is his mom, and that's it. That's canon.
She missed it. Thank you. We have written history.
Do love it. But now the monster comes in.
Ruins the normal day.
Ruins the normal day. Dreadlock is in town.
Ruins the episode. Ruins.
What?
I liked him.
I did like him.
And now Lisa can actually do the country accent and
yes,
be accurate.
His jokes weren't as over the top as the last couple monsters.
But they were just relentless, like Ninja Stormy. It was.
Although to be fair, the last monster still had that great line about "I'm gonna strike out your field of dreams," which was epic. That is the greatest line in Power Rangers history.
Oh my goodness. There was a line, I forgot what the dreadlock said. Something about blades and like blades of grass. Something. Oh my gosh.
He's going to be the lawnmower.
Yes, he's going to be the lawnmower to the grass, and it was like pun after pun after pun, but for some reason I didn't mind it because he was so cowboy.
Charming.
Like, hey, y'all.
He was not charming.
No, see, charming. The thing is, like, I don't have a problem at all with them doing the sort of cowboyish personality. It's just slamming us over the head with a sledgehammer of puns every second that he's on screen.
He did not.
If he wasn't doing it, then the Rangers were doing it.
Seriously.
The Rangers did bust out too, yeah.
Yeah, it's when it's monster time, it's usually pun time.
And it's, oh my god.
That would be fine, but just take a breath.
Breathe for a minute.
No, that is how samurai rolls.
Well, it should roll the hell off my screen then. Okay. I don't know, like, it's not good for me. This is the thing that's horrible, and it was the same way, was it last week or the week before? I'm not even sure anymore. Where the monster has to make a joke as they're dying. I don't know.
Yeah.
That was last week.
It was a really bad one this week, too. This week's was really bad. I can't remember what it was. So they might be useless.
Yeah,
something.
He was like, oh, I guess I
need to use less energy because
you've been I guess I need to use less.
Because
you end up being useless. Ah.
But I mean, since MMPR, I've always hated the saying something when you die. Like, you're dying. Be like, bummed out.
Or just say no. You know what's good? No. Works every time.
Just a groan, something, not a hey, look at me, I'm dying. Here's some comedy.
Rangers.
You know, like
the comedy stylings of the dead monster, ladies and gentlemen.
Die laughing.
Oh. Yeah, that was the whole like, oh, I guess I needed to use less because I ended up being useless.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there, monster.
Like
everybody saw it.
Clever.
God.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Dreadlock. I didn't mind him one bit. I don't know why. Like,
wow.
Well, yeah, he was pretty special. I was a fan.
You know.
Well, you, I could see. I have no. I mean, that's obviously.
Don't even play.
Lisa knows better.
You know what? You liked Wild Force, who had a monster that was a lawnmower. So don't even play.
That's fine.
Oh, but that, you know, and then like their problem was, you know, they couldn't use their swords against him. Like it just went through him. But I never understood why that was the case.
He was a slippy, slidey, monstery thingy. I don't know.
Like,
yeah, they didn't really define him in either show that well. Why he was? It probably has something to do with whatever the Japanese folklore is that he's based around. I guess I don't know what it is, but
because when they blast him, it affected him.
When they super powered up their swords, yes, together.
You know, but when they actually used the swords on him, it was just went right through him. So I was like, oh, like maybe they're going to try to figure. That's what I thought was like, oh, they're going to try to figure out what the mystery is about how to. But they were like, nope. Jaden's got this super extra power now. Let's just blast him.
You see, they had to go on.
Well, to me, it was just like sort of. Like physical attacks don't work. So you have to use, quote unquote, energy. So blasting him was like the thing where they had to have like a really strong blasty thing.
But why?
I don't know.
Okay, but you see, they had to edit the gun the whole time in every single scene. Monster's gun, because it looks like just a big gray circle, and it's actually supposed to look like a Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm.
So even though in both versions he still fires lasers out of it, so.
But it actually, it actually sounds like a gun.
Yeah, it has a trigger and everything, and it's like lasers. Which is fine. I don't mind that. But I do love like when the monster got hurt a little bit, so he had to go back and replenish. And right before, like, Jaden was like about to use the disc, and they were like, Wow, what's that? Wow, oh my goodness, what is that?
God, and then Emily was like, I'd rather think about how we can beat him. God, I hate her voice so much. The way her and me are doing the same damn thing again. Like, that was truly awful.
It was amazing. Like, I love the part where, Jaden's telling them that, with this, I know I'll be able to do stuff, blah, blah, blah. And, the mentor taught me that, anything's possible, blah, 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 blah. And then Mike's like, so why don't you use it?
I like that part. Exactly. I love it.
What's up,
huh? He's like,
derp, 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 I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Next time.
You're very astute, Mike.
Look that way, runs away.
Yo, Mike is like on the ball, son.
For the guy who doesn't take his training seriously, he knows what's up. He's calling you out.
He is a real talk. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what you're saying about Emily. I don't know. I just find her adorable. Like, maybe that's why I don't mind her so much.
Yeah, she's adorable. I just wish she would.
I can only have one adorable per team. Like, I can't have two cutesy crackheads. Like, no, it's got to be one adorable, and she was the most established adorable, and Mia is just
it's part two basically, except not as good.
Okay.
And which has me like really hoping for like the female Red to show up and be different as a female, to contrast this QB, everyone already knows.
Spoilers.
I didn't, but okay.
Yeah, you thanks. Didn't know. We talked about this.
I know we talked about it, but like insights. I forgot, and then
good one, Trist.
Well, too bad now. It's not a spoiler if you forgot.
You are the king of, oh my god, spoilers. Like, how dare you spoil
it? You already knew this. It doesn't count if you forgot. Okay. Oh my god.
Yes, it does, because it's the same exact thing.
Still, it's not. we've discussed it in, like, NPS episodes.
At length.
Yeah.
At length. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, like, because, like, they do seem kind of like the same character, except one's white and one's not. at least in terms of, like, their base personality and their voices and stuff, I really hope, like, if we do get our female Red Ranger, that she's going to have a different energy. She's not going to be, oh, let's go shopping and let's be girly girls and cute and stuff. And so we have a different kind of energy. Yeah.
I'm really hoping for next week's episode to be better, because it's all about Emily and she needs to bring it strong.
Yeah, she does.
Because I like that episode of Shinkenger so damn much, too. She better be good. Okay.
And it would just be nice to have a girl that establishes herself. Like, we have kind of Pink Ranger story, so it'll be nice if we get Yellow story and she actually brings something.
We have Pink Ranger story?
Kind of. I mean,
no, we
she kind of shared with the Blue Ranger, but
no.
She shared that she wanted to get back to her normal life. That's
yes, they all had normal lives.
Yeah.
Except for Jaden, we assume. All we can do is assume, really.
Yes. So she's just like the other three, except we know something about the other three. So, good for her. I looked up the monster. It says he is based on the Fusuma of Japanese myth, which is a ghostly phenom from the folklore of the Kagoshima Prefecture in Japan, which flies through the air at night and attacks humans, often by wrapping around their faces to smother them.
Oh. Hmm. That would have been more interesting.
Ghostly phenomenon. So.
So he's intangible.
Yes. Like you said, impervious to physical attacks.
Yeah.
Great.
Makes sense.
That works well with Power Rangers.
The science is sound.
or something. Yeah.
Yes.
It would have been cool for them to actually say some of that. But, oh well.
But he's got an accent, so that's okay. You don't need any of that other stuff.
He's rocking them and sock them. Blowing them down.
Great. Good stuff. Good stuff, honestly. Good stuff.
Not really, but anyway.
Look, Dreadhead, we're going to take you down. Look, boy, I don't need to hear you back talk. Bam.
You switch.
Amazing. Like, I don't know. I did. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my lucky stars, your team has a Negro.
What does the world come to?
Where is our Confederate flag? Yeehaw!
Bam! What are you doing out in broad daylight without your massa?
What is this Mexican doing around here? What is this? What is this?
Mexican. Jeez.
One of them Japanese folks is on your team.
Japanese.
I suddenly feel the need to distance myself here.
It's like, boy, fetch me some water. Wow. I'm parched.
Well, the blue one, right?
Yes,
water.
Yes. Your name is Toby.
Put that power to good use.
Look, Tobias.
Yes. What is your name, boy?
I ain't no Najee, what?
Kevin? No.
My name is Kevin Kinte.
No. That is not your slave name, all right? Kevin, what is this? Kevin. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yeah, so he goes back to replenish. The Rangers are like, holy crap, we have to figure out something. Jaden's like, I'm going to figure it out. And Mike's like, B-Hatch, you should have figured it out when we were out there.
But I'm hating that little octopus dude every week, more and more. Mm-hmm.
His
rhymes, which are
They didn't
only,
even really rhyme.
He said something about needing a soak because no joke or something. I don't know.
Just with the monsters or villains in general, except for Dayu, I notice. And maybe the other dude, red guy, Xandrid. They tend to like doing ridiculous plays on words. Like it doesn't necessarily have to be a pun, but it can be a rhyme. It can be alliteration. It can be whatever they feel like.
Well, you kind of expect it from monsters, but that little octopus dude is just... Rapping is only cool if Pumpkin Rapper is doing it. That's the rule.
It really wasn't.
Yeah, like, no, yo, Squidworth needs to calm down. Just calm down.
Squidworth.
He's just making me mad, waking me up with a rap that bad.
Wow.
Pumpkin Rapper was awesome.
Yo, I did like Pumpkin Rapper.
For reals.
Yeah, it was so bad, it was good.
He needs to go hook me a cartoon spectacular.
Let's not even go there, please.
So yeah, I mean, I just noticed, but like it was more evident to me this time around with Squidworth always. I don't even know what his name is, but he's always like the rhyming and this after everybody. I mean, they can't even get out a line, and then he's like, oh. Got a rhyme this time so I can show you how you do a thing with the rhyme and the bomb and the
zippity doom, flappity flu.
I mean, chill out. Like, really.
That's the Bill Cosby version of him.
Zippity doom, the pudding, popping, the pudding.
But, and what people have been saying, and what I agree, is the problem with the villains at this point is the same problem with Bulk and Skull. They need to interact with the Rangers in some way.
Or just have something.
They feel so detached, you know. That's why they kind of need friggin' Ricardo Medina Jr. to show up. Because at least he interacts with the Rangers.
Yeah.
And this, they're just like effing sitting there in every episode. It's so static.
Mm-hmm.
They just sit there and talk trash, and then Bulk and Skull talk about crap, and then everybody else talks about something else. And
they don't feel connected. It's like everybody's on their own sound stage doing their own thing.
Yeah, I'm watching three different shows right now, and none of them are that good.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of sad. Like, a lot, well, really almost all of my enthusiasm for the show has just kind of died in these last couple weeks. I mean, I'm still watching, obviously, and there's little bits that I like, but I'm just kind of like, it's just kind of depressing to me. Like, the show's not really doing what I wanted, and I wasn't expecting it to just be like my personal awesome show, but there's just a lot I'm just I'm
Tristan
not
it's
into.
Just a kid's show.
Oh, it's just a kid's show, of course.
I swear, if I hear the phrase one more time, I just
I actually really liked what you wrote up, so I had to say that.
I cannot. You know, I mean, like this. I mean, it was just. I know we get it like every season. I know. I understand. It just feels like it's more now. Like everything's like, why are you being so negative? It's just a kid show. It's not for you. It's not, I'm just like, yo.
What do you mean?
Power
like
Rangers has had its gamut of awesomeness and sucktacular. Okay,
well, it's been a kid show this whole time, and we've still been watching. Like, what?
Like, why can I not say, hey, you guys could do better because you have done better? I can say that.
I would like to think that all the stuff that is always there, you know, I've been pretty forgiving of, and I still feel this way about the show, you know? So,
yeah.
Because I have no problem with the puns, I have no problem with the stuff that a lot of people have a problem with, and it still sucks. It's not just that stuff. Lots of other stuff.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff that doesn't have to do with the fact that Power Rangers is being Power Rangers.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, there's certain things that, like you said, that was always there, but you would be able to forgive certain things if you're getting, like, some awesome something else. The awesome something else is not there. It's not there yet. I'm going to say yet. I'm going to be hopeful. It's not there yet. And so that's why people are going to bring up all this stuff. That's why people are going to bring up, you know, like, yo, why is Spike doing X, Y, and Z? Why is he here? Because they think that if you take that out, that will give more time to stuff that we care about. But the things that we care about, they're not spending the time to say, hey, look, this is how we're going to structure a story properly.
That part of me almost kind of wants them to drag it out to that silly fake 60 episodes, because at least then it would give me an explanation for why nothing is effing happening. Because at this point, it's just God, it feels like it's even slower than MMPR, where nothing happened. You know, at least there was kind of like a formula, a pace.
There was like a daily plot, at least.
There was a pace, yes. This is different. I would say different because it's not like, you know, the past seasons, they set up, like, I mean, the past seasons, well, we got an awesome premiere. That's number one. So we didn't really get a great premiere. We didn't really get a, like, the quote unquote typical setup, you know? And then even if we didn't get a typical setup, like last season, you know, did far and beyond really great with telling us what's going on. And then these three episodes have just been like, when you're gonna show us some stuff.
Yeah. At least like MMPR, they would talk when they needed to, you know, it'd be a little talk heavy at the beginning, but then, you know, we get fight. And then we talk a little more, then we get another fight, and then we'd fight. And this, it just seems like it's just talking and talking and talking. And then when they're fighting, they're still just talking and talking and talking.
Really? I feel like they don't do enough talking that's needed. Like, I feel like...
No, it's not needed talking. It's just talking. It's just superfluous talking.
Oh.
It's like... just showing us stuff. Like, I mean,
telling
not
us that G and Jaden are best friends not... forever.
Right. It's what they're talking about, I guess, and what is actually shown on screen
mm-hmm.
when we're not having fight scenes and special effects. You know,
yeah.
is the real issue when they're just saying, "Oh, G told us to go do this, so we're gonna go do that now," that kind of thing. Like, you know, it's sort of like, that's it. Like, show me something.
Like, I do see how they are trying to establish some kind of characteristics. Like, you know, Kevin is always like, you know, oh, this is going against my diet of being a samurai, or oh, like, is this a test? Like, are we like a real samurai would like go back and train? And like, I see the effort. I'm not going to say that they don't have any effort. It's just a little off, you know, like, it's a little bit like, I don't care about you yet. Why don't you tell us like where you're coming from? I mean, he did. Well, Blue did.
They can't
right?
even but do. They just... can't even do simple things because, like, okay, they went to the amusement park twice in one day. Well, two days. I don't know what it was. 2 days was two mm-hmm. days. And outside of the very last couple seconds on the roller coaster, they did nothing at the amusement park. They didn't utilize the amusement park at all. I mean, at least show me them like having fun or doing something, you know, so you can display their personalities
mm-hmm.
while they're having fun.
Yeah, they just showed us Spike and Baldwin.
Yeah, and they just show us the Rangers talking at the very beginning when they got to the amusement park, and they show them sitting down talking.
There's this thing, okay, because I've noticed a few people have mentioned this when somebody else says, "Oh, it's doing too much copying Shinkinger," and then someone else will be like, "Well, yeah, but kids don't know that, and anybody who hasn't seen Shinkinger doesn't know that, so they won't be affected." But really, I kind of feel like the whole show is negatively affected by the fact that they're going so far with trying to take the basic framework plot of Shinkinger and then do the American version, because it feels like if they had just said, okay, we're going to do a Blue Ranger episode, right, and then they come up with their own to expose this character in their own way instead of just doing what Shinkinger did on autopilot, I feel like they would have actually said and showed us like his past as a swimmer or his whatever, and I feel like I would have cared more
mm-hmm.
if it had come out in a way that they came up with themselves, you know, and said, okay, this is how we're going to expose this character, instead of just doing what they did in Shinkinger. And it's like they're not even trying to tell us anything that Shinkinger didn't tell us mm-hmm. in that one episode.
Yeah, and I said before, like, I don't really mind copying. I don't like, fine, right? But if you can tell that you copied, like, if you can tell, I mean, some people are like, I never watched the show, but I'm just like, okay, fine, you special. But you, if you can tell that you copied it, where like, hey, look, you're trying to write this original character, and I use air quotes, and then you have this story that it doesn't mesh, you can tell, and it's not going to work. And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work. So you need to think a little bit and say, look, what can we do differently that will kind of fit this audience better, instead of just like mixing two things that are not going to, you know, work.
Yeah.
So that's what gets me, you know? I don't mm-hmm. mind copying. Copy to your heart's content if it works.
If it works,
yeah,
if
exactly.
it makes sense.
There are some great episodes out there that absolutely should be translated. Because like I've said before, so many people loved Perspective in SPD, which was pretty much the Deca Ranger episode. I know I wasn't a huge fan
Idol.
Of it.
I mean,
was it Idol?
Idol,
Perspective.
Yeah.
Idol.
Yeah, Perspective was horrible.
The Blue Ranger one.
Oh, yeah, Idol.
Idol. Yeah. Okay, that's the one. Oh,
Perspective was the one where they
now,
told
yeah.
the, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I actually did not like.
Which I liked.
I liked it, too, actually.
Why? You three!
It was different. It was different.
Yeah, it was like, Z, C, Z.
So oh, kind of different that we hadn't really seen before. I kind of dug it. It wasn't a classic or anything, but it was kind of fun.
It was not
right.
good at all.
Yeah, but anyway, Idols, for example, like, if you have a great episode, then by all means, go wild with it. But if you don't, I mean, all you really need to do is, you need, the Sentai footage pretty much dictates who the episode focuses on for the most part, what monster they face, and how they beat it. But outside of that,
you know, have free reign.
And then this is what I don't understand. Like, we're ahead. We're ahead. Like, you don't. It's not like, oh, what's gonna happen in the Sentai? Like, you have the whole show. You have the team up. I don't understand why you still got a copy.
Yeah,
I mean, literally, word for word. It's not like, oh, I don't know what's gonna happen, so that's why this is our reason.
Right? Like before, they had that excuse. Now they don't have that.
And it's like even worse. How?
Some of the dialogue to me feels like distinctly Japanese. Like when he finished his training and he was like, "Time to clash again." That's exactly what the subtitle says on Shinkenger.
Are you serious?
Exactly.
Yeah. And there was
Japanese to me.
And there was, I don't know if you talked about it at all, but there was a scene in the last episode where Mia is talking to the monster about how he lied to the little kid. And she's like, yes, exactly. And that was, I was like, that is so Japanese right there. Mm-hmm. They say that constantly.
Normal people don't say that. I mean, really? You say that when you're joking. Like, or if you're really mad. Like, if you're so mad, but I can't take her seriously when she's mad. Like, come on, really? You know, like, what's she gonna do? Kill me with bunnies and rainbows? Like, come on.
She's not really mad. That's the thing. She's not really. She's just making like a weird pouty face, but it's not happening. Oh well.
Yeah. It's. Oh god. We actually have to finish this episode too.
Right, we got sidetracked.
Yes. But he finished training his second training montage. And then he went and fought the monster and busted out his...
But wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. You missed that Mentor G was all concerned, you know, in the morning. So basically Mentor G was watching him train at night, then left his behind, came back, and met him outside sleeping. Chilling.
Right.
Okay, not chilling, but you know.
I don't know about chilling. Yeah, but he's like, exhausted.
But like, he left him outside. He was like,
he was all dirty and everything and sweaty.
Like, you weren't concerned about the boy when he didn't come in at night, really? You're just like, all right, he's good. I'm hungry. Yeah. Let me get something to eat.
He tried to talk to him. He didn't listen.
You know, this was another.
I'm concerned about you, Jaden.
this was another thing. I feel like. It's not as it doesn't come through as well in the American version. Is that the thing is about G is like he understands why Red is pushing so hard and he sees that as like that's his duty and he can only show his concern so much because he's quote unquote the Lord and he has a mission and it's more important than himself, right? I don't necessarily get all of that. In this version, like I understand, obviously they put themselves before others, blah blah blah, because they're Power Rangers. But I don't get it in the sense of like samurai, like G. Like G is gonna, in the Japanese version, I feel like he considers waking him up to go fight, but he doesn't want to because he's concerned for him, right? Because
he's all hurt and damaged and stuff.
Yeah, and he's reluctant to do that. In the American version, I don't feel that nearly as much. It was just sort of like, whatever.
The American version hasn't even really taken the time to tell us why the Red Ranger is super duper important. Jaden's just told us that he must not fail.
And he's been... No, did he say in the show that he was young, training it when he was young, right? Right? He
said it, right? Yeah, but it doesn't really feel like it has any gravity to it because it's, again...
There's no foundation. That's what it is. It's like, I don't know what the... Why are they even samurai? Why do they even need to... Like, why them? You know? Like, I don't understand.
Just why?
Why them? Why get the... Why get the rebel? Why is a rebel have to be a samurai? Why can't you get somebody who wants to be a samurai in the beginning? They don't explain. They just say, oh, God, these cute little people, they're going to be samurai.
And the thing is, I bet that there is an answer. They just don't. They just haven't given it to us.
Well, I think it's even worse than that because the three of us, we know why they're the Rangers. And it still feels hollow to me, honestly. I know exactly why those four were picked, but it still feels... And why he's supposed to be the most important super duper. But it just... It just feels kind of like, you know, I'm the Red Ranger. The Red Ranger is always the most important, so we're telling you the Red Ranger is important, so please believe us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
He's got the chiseled jaw, so he must be important.
Oh.
And the eyes of death.
Creepy wax monster.
Wax monster. Yo, if they actually fight like an actual wax monster, what? Puns? Puns are flowing.
I don't think it'll be very long until, you know, you start agreeing with me that he's punchable. It will not be that long.
But see, the thing is, I don't hate Jaden. I don't.
No, he just looks like a friggin' goon.
Oh.
No.
No, he's.
The haircut does not help.
The Bieber. Yeah.
Bieber. Oh, wow. I don't even know.
I mean, if I had to rank them, he'd probably be two or three on my list of favorites. It'd be between, actually probably two after this episode. I would have said three, but I liked Emily before this episode, so.
I still like Emily. I think she's adorable.
She's, as long as Mia's on the team, she won't be last.
No matter what. Yeah.
As long as Kevin can poor girl. Can barely speak his lines without having to redub over them.
Yeah, and so far, like Mia, she's living up to the podcast name. Yep. No pink.
Oh, no.
Reject it.
God, and it bumps me out because the girls were so great in Shin Catcher 2. I like those two girls. Those are two of the best girls we had in a long ass time. And now it's just.
I like Kota. Come on. Kota, huh?
I mean,
good.
They were good.
All right.
Anyway, whatever. Shink and pink forever.
So, yeah.
Tell about the Chiaki.
Yo, but I mean, honestly, the one that's surprising me the most is Mike. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
because
I mean, I didn't have any. I didn't have anything
before this started.
I didn't. Well, yeah, you just hated it. Yeah, you just hated. But I didn't have anything. I was like, okay, you know, whatever. They were on the same level, except for Red Ranger. I was like, oh lord, he must not fail. Okay, fine. But yeah, I was like, you know what, Mike is, you know, I'm liking Mike. Mike is doing his thing. He tells it like it is.
And during the whole promo campaign, I was saying, like, he seems like the one with the most personality. He's the most likable right now, and then we'll see what happens later. And now we're here at the point where it's later, and I still feel the exact same way.
Well, the bar is low.
Well, yeah. That's true. I mean, I just didn't know how low it was going to be. How low can you go?
But, man, I thought I was going to have more love for, what's his name? Renee Nana Boo Boo.
Renee Nana Boo Boo? Oh, wow. Okay. So,
what's his last? It's
Renee
Alfau.
Yeah.
Nana Boo Boo.
No. Just master. No. Just say Master Grum.
No Moo Moo.
Yeah, Mentor Grum. No Moo Moo. Let's not besmirch the name.
Oh, No Moo. Don't besmirch No Moo Moo.
No, of Master Grum. Like, he doesn't deserve that.
Well.
Nanny Nanny Boo Boo.
Anywho. Yeah, I thought I was expecting more from him at this point, but it's just like he's either like staring at them or smacking tables or I don't know. It's just I was expecting I don't know. It's just weird. It's a weird start. It's like the weirdest start. And I don't know why they started. I just cannot wait till some convention where like one of these people show up, Tony, and we can ask him
straight up.
Seriously.
Like, hey, so Tony, what's the deal?
Why did you decide to destroy this show?
Oh no! What are you doing?
Tell it like it is. Take a tip from Mike.
Maybe not that severe, but
no, seriously. After Samurai,
I think I fully get why they did it. It's just they don't have the talent to pull it off.
I just would like to hear it from the horse's mouth. That's all.
Calling my boy Tony Oliver a horse?
That's an expression. Sheesh.
Those doubt. Okay,
You
so
save your negative comments for Johnny T-Zack.
for Red Donate.
So,
Let's that's
get him in here.
by the way, I heard somebody keeps giving me this BS excuse saying that the reason why the Rangers act like they do and they feel a little off is because they brought in the Japanese directors to help them. And you know what? I'm sorry, but I don't buy that because the excuse I always hear is Wild Force. And I look at Wild Force and I think Taylor is a great character. I think her actress pulls off her lines better. I mean, good more often than not. She's clearly a step above the rest. Just like so far, Mike is clearly a step above the rest. So if you are going to give me the excuse that the Japanese director did it, why is only one of them all of a sudden good? Why do they get away with not doing it the weird Japanese way? It's not that. It's that they're bad actors. It's a simple answer.
Oh.
I
I'm
mean,
not I'm
just looking at Wild Force, though, I could see there being standouts, but I mean, they actually did do, have a lot of like Japanese directors back then, and so I could see like a level down for everybody, even
Yeah, well, I yeah, that's fair.
like if they're working with people who don't speak English, even, and have to have it translated, like translated direction, for Power Rangers to
And
begin with.
can't the Japanese director just point to the screen that's airing Shinkenger and say, "Do this"?
Which is probably not good.
Should
but
be
I
their
mean,
homework,
okay,
right? I will say, look, I will say, like, everybody that basically working on the show, they said that working on the show is a different kind of skill than if you were working on like a regular show that, because like you have to be tough, but yet sweet, but yet don't look like you're about to kill somebody, but yet still look like you are commanding the screen. And so that is difficult. So that's why I'm not gonna be so harsh. I'm not gonna be like with the ADR, right? ADR is like ADR is hard. This is like there's so many things that are hard. So with these kids, starting out, I mean, I'm not gonna be so harsh. I will still say like, hey, that line didn't sound right. That line didn't sound right. But I say that with still reservation that it will get better because it is difficult. It is difficult. I mean, I'll give it to them. It is difficult to, be tough, but like, and then they're probably telling them be like overly sweet and overly enthusiastic and have this, be like MNPR and da 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 da. So it's gonna be extra amped and fake. So I will give it to them that, it's gonna be a little bit tougher than previous seasons.
Well, it seems like when they hired them, their first criteria was, do you look pretty?
Yes.
Criteria two was, are you athletic? And then acting optional.
Oh.
I mean,
Sounds about
it
right.
sounds harsh, but I pretty much think that that's what it was. I mean, look the part, and at least feel like you could be athletic and look like have superhero looks,
Nope,
which
no
was
fatties
actually
around, no fatties.
it was actually on the things, have superhero looks. And
Yes.
then acting is, secondary or third or whatever.
Tertiary.
Which by the way, I
Yes.
just looked it up and this episode was directed by Luke Robinson.
Yo, I didn't know Luke Robinson was a Japanese word.
Yeah. It's an authentic, down home
Traditional.
Japanese name, yeah.
Luca Robinson.
Robin
Is that
Sano.
from the same prefecture as that monster? Yes.
That's right, exactly. The Old West prefecture. Right.
That's right.
Yeah, so I mean I think that over time they'll get better. That's my prediction, that they'll get better with the acting thing. I think so.
I'm not
Hoping
expecting
you're right.
miracles.
Like, I ain't saying that they're going to be Oscar award-winning
Well,
performances up in this piece, but
I think with every, I think pretty much though with every season where it started out and you realize the acting was bad, we've all always said, I hope it'll get better. The times it's actually gotten better are not very many.
Well, okay. Okay, RPM. Pretty much everyone stayed the same because pretty much they
From
didn't
the starting
suck.
was already awesome.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they didn't suck. Okay, so, all right.
Again, Asuma is the exception.
So let me see. What was before RPM?
Jungle
Jungle
Fury. Wow.
Fury.
Right. Yeah.
Jungle
Yeah,
no.
Fury, go.
Yeah.
That's a no. That's a no. RJ was great. RJ was
Yay!
great.
Nami was okay.
The
Lily,
Masters.
Lily, and what? And Shorty stayed pretty much the same. Casey stayed the same. Whiny McWhiner face.
Jared stayed the same. Whiny McWhiner face part
I
two.
think Jared got worse in some cases. It was weird.
Oh.
Geez, every week it was they would give him his script and he'd be like, okay, am I Jared or am I Daishi?
Well, figure it out.
Die,
You'll be
Sherrod.
Jared. You'll be
I shared.
Jared this week. Why? Meh.
Just because I feel like
Where
it.
was a season where, okay, I mean, I shouldn't have to go so far back, but like,
You want steady improvement?
I really shouldn't have to go so far back. Yeah, like improvement.
I don't. The only major case of
Galaxy,
improvement for me
maybe?
was like space astronomer. She started out horrible, and by the end, I thought she was good. I mean, pretty
But that's what I'm
much.
saying. Why do we have to go so far back? Why can't was there no whole Disney seasons that were like
Well, I wouldn't say there was any scenes with dramatic improvement. I would say there was some where you could notice improvement, but
No, give me any improvement at this point. Give me something.
I think Lost Galaxy they improved
I'm
as
talking
well.
about recent. I don't have to go so far
The
back.
next
Disney
year.
seasons. Disney seasons.
Disney, 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 Disney.
I mean, I would say, I mean, I like the cast of SBD. I don't know about improving. They just were
No.
good. They just were
Well,
good.
we had those
Yeah.
3 years in a row where it sucked like 100% of the time, so.
What 3 years? Oh, well,
What
okay.
3 years do you think?
Well, it seems pretty obvious.
Take a stab in the dark and
Dangerous.
guess.
Jeez. So, Ninja Storm? No.
Danger, danger.
No, that cast was actually pretty good.
It was.
Hey, now.
Was a solid cast.
Despite some problems.
Let's not get
Of
carried away
the
now.
hunter variety.
Of the hunter variety.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You're excused.
Oh,
It's
thanks.
okay, we excuse you for being wrong.
I don't wrong.
But yeah, I mean, because like, look, again, I shouldn't really have to go for solve bug, but the MMPR people improved as they went along.
You know who did improve?
Awesome.
Connor improved over the year. I think Connor improved dramatically.
What?
I
There
do.
was less accent slips, yes.
I think he was a little too in your face at the beginning.
What?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't.
I always liked him. I always liked him. I just think that he definitely got quite a bit better. He went from good to pretty good. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I can give you that. I can give you that. You can give you that.
Connor was solid improvement. SPD was pretty good the whole time.
That Mystic Force. I think some people got worse over
Who
time.
got worse?
Okay, Vita.
Well,
Vita
okay.
got worse.
No, you know what? I think her performance went up and down.
It was hit and miss. Okay,
Yeah.
all right. True.
I saw that
Was
face in
there?
the finale. It's down.
Cause, no, because there was a couple. No, because there was a couple episodes where she was actually decent. There was one where she interacted with Xander the whole time. That was great.
Well,
And
that's because
then,
Xander's great.
well, but okay, but well, then she elevates when the actor, is good, I guess. Because then
She's pushed.
there was that one
Yes,
episode, Hardheads or
he carried.
something.
Oh,
That was
now
pain.
it's
That
pain.
was just pure. Oh my God.
That was pain. Yeah.
Jesus.
And then like some was that the same? Or maybe that was a different one where she's like where you see Nick on her turntables. It's coming in like, how dare you? Like all this like random anger and I'm like, what? So weird.
God, honestly, it's not even a joke, but with Mystic Force, it still feels like it's hard for me to remember anything but Nick. Like, I'm not even making a joke. It just really feels that way. Like, it blends together so well. Like, I have better memories of, like, friggin' Overdrive and Wild Force and crap like that than I do effing Mystic Force with its.
All I remember is that Madison likes toothpaste. I don't know.
I do remember that. I remember Madison likes toothpaste. I remember Xander was a tree.
Mm-hmm. That was great.
Plan Xander.
Plan Xander. I remember.
Dr. Tristan.
Dr. Tristan.
How can we forget?
Remember in the finale, Vita was looking at chicks and started rolling the bean. I remember that.
And yeah, that's and then it was Nick and Bowen.
I remember they couldn't decide what to do with Claire, if she was stupid or not.
What? It was consistent.
What no, it was not.
No, she got her little power boost thing, and then she was awesome for 5 minutes. But then she got back on track.
Sometimes, and then sometimes she knew what she was doing, and then sometimes she didn't, and then sometimes she did.
Well, because she was slowly improving.
Yeah.
As a sorceress. So of course she's gonna be absent-minded sometimes because she's learning still.
Yeah, she's got to sit on that egg and hatch it. Yeah, of course.
Interesting spirit.
Well, I mean, her whole personality doesn't change. I mean, she's still goofy. That's who she is, but she improved as a magical person.
No, I liked her better when she wanted to bone a tree and Connor.
Okay. I forgot about that.
Wow.
I forgot about that. And she was
I liked it, but the what? Actress, yeah.
So, but yeah, it's like, it's very, wow. So that doesn't really prove anything of them.
Sorry, again, it's wishful thinking on our part, I think.
Dang it.
We're pretty much.
I still have hope.
That's good for you.
Keep hope alive. Because
start filming season two.
Yeah, in a couple episodes, Ricardo's going to come on and he's going to set the bar.
Just like when you had that hope that Ricardo wasn't going to be in the show. I remember that hope, too.
Yes. Are you still here? Still open?
Mm-hmm.
Or have we given up on that?
Where have you been? Already, like, come on. I already know about Ricardo, right?
Okay.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. I mean, he is going to set the show on fire. You just watch.
Turn up the scene.
Tearing up the scene for real.
Honestly, his competition is not that strong. He might.
Well, that's what I mean. Like the actors
are outside them.
they're gonna step up because they see that a master thespian has stepped on the stage.
Lisa, right? he's had almost a decade to polish that turd.
No.
It could be very shiny by now.
Oh crap!
You know he's spent every waking moment crafting his performance. Like this is his comeback. I'm not sure, but
seriously, you don't understand. I'm crying. This is not funny.
Oh,
he needs to perfect his role as the new crazy stubble man.
But yeah, I'm sorry. That reminds me, like, you comparing Kevin to the Dragon Knight School of Acting, that's OD. That is OD. Like,
it's similar in the breathiness. I'm not saying it's not as bad, but it's got the breathy
even,
quality.
Like,
it's got the breathy quality.
Look, let me tell you something, okay? I would take Kevin's breath over any breath from Dragon Knight, all right?
Well, like, you know I would too. That's not the point.
Any breath. See,
all right, let me tell you something. Dragon Knight was full of hot breath mess.
Okay. this is like weird.
Except for JTC.
Okay. I was about to say, and I mean, if we're counting him, then freaking Xavier. I mean,
I'm talking about people who can, like, not. I mean,
can act.
There were more people who can't act than can. So let's be fair.
I'm trying to be fair. Shoot.
No, the exception to the rule does not mean I'm not still correct.
In general, right. Right.
Your
so I'm trying to be fair.
Your list begins and ends with those two names.
Basically. That's the exception to the rule.
I want to make sure they're recognized. So there.
Okay, fine. Okay. So yeah, it's just that's let's ease up on the Dragon Eye School acting Kevin into it because he's not.
Listen, Kevin did the same thing. He just didn't do it to the same degree.
I mean, just think of Kamen Rider Kamo played by Najee. Right? Dude, I mean, it's about.
Don't even pretend like I remember which one Kamo is.
The black guy.
The chameleon, right?
I mean, come on. How many are there?
Like,
how many are there? For really?
Real. I don't remember.
Oh, you mean. Wow. He was like a military guy or like a fighter, right?
The black guy?
Fake Jack.
Yeah, exactly. He's the Fight Club guy.
That was Fake Jack, right?
Or the black guy. Like, how many black guys?
There's only one. There is one. There is one.
I know, at least they managed to get two Asians, right?
Who are brothers, right? And then master guy.
Yeah, it's just so right, let's ease up. Let's ease up. All right.
Okay, let's stop talking about Dragonite, please.
So do we end the episode yet? Going.
No.
We're not done.
We've been at the same
crazy
spot
tangents.
For a long time. We have been at the same spot for a long time.
Well, that should tell you something about the episode, really. No, we're not interested in. But, okay, let's go. Sword fight.
Jane comes back. He uses his gun. The Rangers each say one word in a sentence.
Oh my god!
Oh
yeah.
My goodness!
Oh, I hated that. That was the worst part.
Hope this helps. Like,
hope this works out. Like, no. Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah. Really bad. Really bad. Anyway, so they blow up the monster. And then the monster calls them a poser, which I love. Very Ninja Stormy.
Or MPR, really, because they used that a lot back in the day. This poser. Just a poser. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's very old school. Calling people a does anybody say that word anymore?
No.
It's not part of the vernacular for kids anymore. No one calls each other poser. It's like saying cowabunga.
Wow.
It's due for comeback.
No.
It's like saying, oh, snap, he dissed you. Like, nobody that's
the radical.
Like that. You know, it's like, people are like, oh, no, she did. Like, people still say that. People still say that. Not like, yo, you just got dissed, son. Like, no, people don't. So, yeah, it's nobody uses poser. Wow.
Can we get served still?
You could never get served. I don't even know. That's
a
movie.
Got served.
Wow. I've never heard that in a way that's not meant to be ironic. Let's like joking about that.
Yeah, it's like do people like the writers, do they know how people talk now? Just saying.
Well, there was at the end of this fight, Mike does say that was epic. So
yeah, he does.
They have updated just slightly with
their like... board.
I guess so. And yeah, just hopefully, like everything from now on won't be epic, you know. And they'll have to
It'll
say
be an epic fail. This episode was an epic fail. Anyway, monster grows, they fight it, they get the Beetlezord, and they fight it again, and they destroy it.
Good. And there's a little beetle thing in the cockpit, which was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. A little addition they threw in there.
Mm-hmm. Great, anyway.
Yeah, it was
next,
amazing.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to get through the episode.
You got someplace you gotta be? What?
I gotta be not talking about this episode. And then like friggin' Jaden tells us the moral of the story. Because
you've gotta have balance in your life. Doesn't eat cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is sickening.
My samurai diet.
This is sickening. How so direct and so on the nose the whole moral is. It's like, we get it. Like, we see what they do and how it benefits them. We don't have to have someone say, this is what we did, and this is how it benefits us. Like, we get it already.
And the thing is, like I said, show it. Show the balance. You don't have to necessarily, I mean, even if you had a conversation about like, you know, if they're on the roller coaster or if they're on a ride or something, and I'll just use Mia for now because she needs some help. Mia's like, so, hey, Jaden, you having fun yet? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and he's like, yeah, this is, you know, I really needed this. Or something like, not like yeah. him telling them, yes, we need balance in our lives as a samurai, to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just be like, you know, every once in a while, even a samurai needs to have fun. Or, you know, just something. I don't,
It should have ended with him playing the whack-a-mole game.
Like it shouldn't sound like yes. they're turning towards the camera and being like, remember kids, stay in school
half the battle.
And do you know don't do drugs, make good choices.
Yes, it was very Captain Planet-y at the end where he told us the dangers of pollution,
of course. And then you have you know, on the roller coaster, I'm like, finally an action mm-hmm. shot of them on the roller coaster. And then you got creepy bearded guy next to Jake.
For reals. For reals.
It's great. It's the pedo guy, random guy. I want him to show up again sometime.
It should have been mentor Master G. What?
That would have been great.
He's like, yo, what's up? Surprise.
You know? My god. They could have made a whole scene out of that. Like, G was there and he was uncomfortable because he's like, this is for kids. This is not for me. I need to be, you know, stoic guy. And then they drag him on and he's like scared or something.
He needs to be in his getup, yo. He needs to be in his getup. Like, yes. Don't even change into like regular clothes. Just come in there and be like, with the sword and everything, be like, all right, what is this?
You need to get awkward looks from people. Like, what is this? Is this part of the show? Is this part of the amusement park?
I would like to watch this show. This sounds fun.
it sounds like a great ending, to be honest. It's a pretty fabulous ending.
You know, but instead we got creepy bearded guy.
Yes. No. Instead they used the last 2 seconds of the episode to show the Rangers amused at the amusement park, finally.
Better late than never.
Well, yes. The monster is defeated and we learned our moral, so it's fun time.
I still don't like the way the moral even was delivered in either series. It just seemed kind of weird to me. Like,
I don't like that. Good.
You learned your lesson after you already did everything not related to the lesson to beat the monster. It just seems weird. Although I did like the way they ended it in Shinkenger, where like at the end they're like, "Hey, Red Ranger, Doctor, let's go to the amusement park," and he's like, "No, I'll go next time." And then he like starts walking up some stairs, and once he's away from the Rangers, and then Master G, whatever his name, comes down, and Doctor just collapses from exhaustion. He doesn't want to show them that he got his ass kicked. He's too proud.
Yeah. Ah, oh, see, man, that makes me dislike this even more, because Jaden is perfectly fine. He had nothing, like, all of his exhaustion or whatever was, like, fake. Like, he just woke up and did it and was perfectly fine. Whereas in the Japanese version, it's like, oh, it actually, there was, like, a cost, and, like, he was really exhausted, like, and he didn't want them to see how weak he was because it would make him look like a bad leader or whatever. And he wanted them to stay, you know.
He learned the lesson the hard way. And it really showed.
Jaden learned the lesson a pretty easy way.
by telling us that he learned the lesson.
Yes.
I learned, guys. Seriously, I swear. Totally did. Here's some cotton candy.
Like, this time I'm going to, like, take it easy, you know, balance myself. And then, like, the next, like, 39 episodes is going to be, hey, I'm going to work hard. Work, work, work.
Yeah. No. But okay, well,
yeah.
I think I've officially talked myself into downgrading this episode.
what did you give it first?
I had it at a 3, like the first 2 episodes, even though I did already. I said this was easily the worst of the 3.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I would say so. Well, it's kind of weird because the reason why it was worse is because they gave me what I wanted. Because what I wanted was to see more of the Because the first episode was all about the Green Ranger and the other Rangers reacted to him. And the second episode was all about the Blue Ranger with a little bit of the Pink Ranger and the other Rangers reacted to them. I wanted an episode where it was a lot more of just the Rangers all getting fairly equal screen time talking to each other. And we got that this time, and it just revealed to me how much they all suck.
Oh.
Well,
which, so I'm like, thank you, but no thank you.
So now are you giving it a 2?
I'm downgrading it to a 2, yeah.
Jeez.
It's down to, again, it's honestly, I say the same thing every week. It's not, like, horrible. It's honestly not the worst. I've seen worse seasons. It's just that this is so by the books,
mm-hmm.
with little effort to do anything besides that. And I'm getting sick and damn tired of people trying to tell me, well, they're playing it safe because it's their first season back and they're on a new network, and I don't effing care.
BS.
This is when you go balls to the wall, yo. This is when you go balls to the wall.
You don't even have... but you don't even have to do that. You could just take calculated risk, which is just doing slightly original stuff and giving us slightly original characters. It's not that effing hard or complicated, you know? It's just... I'm sick of the excuses. I'm so sick and damn tired of the excuses.
Yeah.
Spy, let me guess what you're going to give it.
I agree with you too. I should give it a 0, but I've got to ramp it down slowly.
You could be jag offs and give it like a 1.5. I'm gonna give
No, I would commit to our scale of whole numbers. I will do that. I will give it a 2 though. I don't have a big fancy speech or anything because I just didn't care for this episode and. It could get worse, and I expect that it will be, so I need to reserve the bad grades for the ultra-bad episodes.
Yeah, this doesn't... I mean, I wouldn't necessarily categorize this as a bad episode, necessarily.
Uh-huh, so A+.
Not even.
A-, thank you very much.
Stupid.
I'm waiting for the letter grades to come back out. They need to make their return.
I know, they should.
Not...
Well, that wasn't on NPS. That was for his own personal...
No, that's what I'm saying. For his own personal thing that we talked about on NPS.
Yes.
I've
been waiting for my Samurai episode reviews, and all I'm seeing is talking to me about how it's a kid's show. Not the same thing.
I reviewed the first episode, and then I was sick.
Well, then you're behind by 2.
You know, yeah, and I don't think I'm going to bother with that second one. You know, same even one. The third one, honestly, I don't know. This show is just not even... It's not worth it. It's not worth the effort.
No.
But anyway, okay. I don't think this is a terrible episode. I just, in general, Samurai is not... That's not what I want in a lot of ways. The acting is not so great. And, you know, I know people are like, okay, it's Power Rangers. You're not supposed to expect... You know, A-level amazing acting, but at least have come with something. I mean, in past seasons, like the seasons that I like mostly, there's performances that I think are better than this. So, I'm judging it based on what we've seen in Power Rangers, not just in general. And me being, I'm so sick of people being like, it's a kid show, you're not supposed to expect da 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 da. Like no, okay. In there are kids' shows, including Power Rangers, that has better acting than this. Like fact, like the end. So I don't feel bad about expecting more, you know, or hoping for more at least. So yeah,
preach. Amen.
And yeah, so I mean, overall, I mean, I thought it was fine. I gave it a 3, just because. Just because I gave the first one, a 3, and then the next one, I saw a lot of people said that they thought that it was an improvement. I didn't think that at all, so I gave that one a 2. So, and I thought this one is better than last week, so I give it a 3. That's basically
it. Still give it a 2 and say it's better than last week.
Oh, let's give it a 2.5. Let's do that.
You can just say it was a better 2.
No, but I mean,
to the 3 level.
I mean, overall, I still enjoy this. You know what it is? It's the training sequences. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, the training sequence in the first episode we saw with Hector was amazing. And then I thought practically the same thing this week. I don't know why. I like that. And it's like when you know what, when the actors are not speaking.
Wow, that sounds familiar. Who said
Yeah,
that?
you said that.
Yeah.
There, it's better. Like, and that's not even a joke. Like, it's for real. Like, they're
And when
better.
the setting is at night.
True.
True.
It's really
All
cool.
right.
True. When they actually put some atmosphere in it, you know, and I don't know, it's effective. So that's why. That's a three.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 2. I was about to give it a 3. I really was. And then I remember Jaden, and I'm like, I can't, because it was focused on him a bit, right? So, and I can't say like, oh, look, them telling us that he works hard and them telling us that he's this and them tell No, you gotta show us some stuff, man. Like, come on. So I do agree it was better than last week. I actually had some enjoyment watching it more than last week, but I can't give it a 3. I can't
Okay.
I can't really be like, yo, because still there's more stuff that I don't like than stuff I like,
Yeah.
even though it is better than the previous. In fact, I think it was better than the premiere. I think little by little, each inch by inch, they get a little better. But not 3 level. Child.
All right.
So that's how I roll.
Okay.
And Samurai, y'all need to step up y'all game, because I'm so not. So far, me and Samurai are not friends. We are not cool. It's not even wanna I don't even wanna get to know you. I'm just like,
Are you acquaintances?
I don't even want to get to know you right now. This is like,
You're in the same workplace. That's what you are.
yes.
And you may not
We're
necessarily
cordial.
want to, yeah.
Samurai is the guy who keeps stealing your lunch out of the fridge.
Oh no, that they're not douchebags. They're not
Well,
douchebags.
that's wow. That's really. That's a little ridiculous. Maybe like.
Samurai, I know it was you. Don't even play.
Yo, Sam, I know it was you, Sam.
Sam.
Come on now.
Come on, Sam. Like, you can't be doing that. Like, I mean, it was brave of you, but you know, you can't be doing that, man. So, you know.
Because I would put some Ex-Lax in my lunch if you do on my
Oh dear.